Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Anees Magnosia, Hollywood newcomer and industry one to watch. Anees Magnosia is a model, actor, executive producer, and man standing at the helm of Land Ahoy Films. Anees has produced his first two shorts, which will be hitting the film festival circuit this fall and into the spring of 2021. Anees, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, thank you for having me.
And of course, you're welcome and thanks for your time. I know you're quite busy. So as a successful businessman, Anees, and now executive producer, actor, and owner of your own production company, how has the transition from owner of gas stations, convenience stores, and retail developments to film, how did that all work out? Talk to us about that. That would be interesting.
Well, here's the thing. The business aspect, the gas stations and all that, the convenience stores, that was something I grew up in. It was actually family-owned, operated, which I took over as I, you know, went to school, went to college and started, you know, I took over the family business, et cetera. But then filmmaking and coming to LA and showcasing talent and doing all this stuff was always on the back of my mind, but it was something that I never really, you know, took seriously. Just, it was something that was just sitting there, you know, and I guess just, I never really saw myself doing the gas station convenience store business, which I still am doing, but remotely, because I do have partners who are taking care of it, you know, while they're here in town and doing, you know. So anyways, the gas station stuff is still ongoing. I just overwatch it remotely. But filmmaking and all this stuff is just something I'm taking very seriously now. And it's something that I'm really I'm just happy to be a part of, you know, and I enjoy doing this.
Now tell us, Anees, your first short, Artifice, is getting some great buzz, and this will be your first short to hit the film festival circuit. Where did the idea for the plot and why this genre of film?
Well, here's the thing. I connected with a director there in L.A. I was looking to do a short film, kind of, and I had no idea which genre to go with or whatnot, but... this director had a friend who was, of course, a writer. You know, I mean, LA, you know, there's a lot of writers out there. So he actually had a good friend who was a writer and had this story sitting there, which he found would be perfect for me, because I did tell him that, hey, I not only want to make this film, I want to act in it as well, too. So it was a story that they brought to me. I looked at it. It was great. For a short, it was perfect. But it was originally the idea of the director and the writer who put all this stuff together story-wise. And I just kind of rolled with it, and, we filmed it. We filmed some of it in Malibu. Some was in Hollywood. So it was like a mix of two locations, and the cast and crew were amazing. And for my first project, wow, it was thrilling. It was exciting. You know, I was like, wow, this is a great rush. And after that, I mean, I just look forward to doing the next one. But the story was through the director and the writer who presented to me.
Yeah, that is some awesome stuff and backstory on that. Thanks for sharing that from a personal point of view. I can feel the emotions from here. For your second short, With Interest, tell us about the plot and why you went with crime and comedy approach there.
The crime comedy approach is, I mean, crime and comedy, I don't know, it's just something about it, you know, it's a mix of two things, which, like, one is not, crime is something that's serious, of course, you know, we all know that, but comedy, mixing comedy up with crime is just entertaining, you know, it's just pure entertainment. We all enjoy a good comedy, you know what I mean? Especially in times like this, you know, laughing is really important, you know, just putting a smile on our face is very, very important. And I guess this was the story. The story is actually by me, but written by a friend of mine, Aaron Dominguez. He's a good friend with the director as well, who directed Artifice. But this, With Interest, he also directed it and wrote the film. It was like a story. It's like your average guy. He's involved in the crime family stuff. But in the course of the day, just funny stuff just happens. You know, it's a serious situation, but we just put humor with it. You know, and then just twist it around like, wow, being this hard criminal, this hard gangster, whatever, you know, it's a serious thing. But we kind of twisted it to where it's just, you know, it's just humor. It's just funny. Like, he's trying to take serious of the situation, but it's just coming off as, what the, you know, like funny, you know. And that's the approach we went with this film, with interest. It's actually up on Amazon Prime right now. Artifice will be up on Prime soon, but with interest, it's already up there. It's getting great reviews, you know, and definitely turning some heads.
How about that? Certainly sounds like two shorts to definitely check out and see in the near future. Today, we're joined by Anise Magnosia, Hollywood newcomer and industry one to watch. Anise Magnosia is a model, actor, executive producer, and man standing at the helm of Land Ahoy Films. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. So obviously, cultural and ethnic stereotypes aren't fully extinct in today's world of film. So would you actually be open to be typecast in films? A project is certainly worth adding to the film resume, wouldn't it be? And is there any type of film you wouldn't be a part of?
Yes, typecasting does exist. Sometimes it exists in a harsh way and in a light way too. So, but me personally, do I see myself me as a Indian American portraying a doctor or engineer or something? I don't see myself doing that. I'm open to typecasting, but not to that extent where it's like just straight up just stereotypical. You know what I mean? But I'm open to it, but not open to it. To the point where it's reaching a stereotypical way, but yeah.
Certainly appreciate your input on that. Now, up until now, what is the most important thing you've learned from the movie making process? And lastly, what projects are on the horizon, and will you be working on a feature film anytime soon?
First question was what I've learned really in filmmaking. I just got to say just one word, patience. Patience, you really have to have patience, because you're working with people that you don't know. You just, you know, people that you became friends with, and people that are there who are hired. You know, it's just hired. You know, it's people that you're just working with, you know, in general. But patience is really required. You have to like just let people do their work the way they're supposed to, and I guess just have patience, because you know, to make good things it takes time, and that was my way of approaching things. You know, it's just you could put together any kind of film, but films that really do take time and do due diligence, those are the films that stand out, and that's something that I always try to do with my films. Right now we are in just the writing phase of it. This next project, I'm gonna be the producer in it, and I'm also gonna do the screenplay as well. I'm trying to bring back the 90s slasher like feel genre back. I think people can really it'll really be entertaining, you know, that slasher of Scream and those old genres, you know, where it's just mystery slashers. I guess those have really kind of died off. I don't know why they did that. They were always entertaining. I could even put something on right now and watch it and be entertained. So I'm trying to bring that into a modern light. So it's going to be a slasher, like mystery genre, psychological thriller kind of twist to it. And that one, we are planning it. Might just do a short run with it. But if everything goes well, if it looks great, everything flows right, we could possibly be looking at a full feature entering into 2021. So it just depends.
Well, you've certainly got a lot going on, and your work ethic, certainly we can learn a lot from that, pushing and grinding. You got to respect and love that for sure. Lastly, I actually had one other question for you regarding the films that you've already produced. Any ideas on how to move forward regarding festivals considering the COVID-19 situation?
The situation is very fragile. We already saw how fragile it can be when we just thought that, hey, you know what, we brought it under control. Now let's go out and just be normal. We already see how that's turning out to be. So as far as, like, festivals and large gatherings go, I guess we'll just have to let our health officials, you know, decide and declare as to what is the right way to do it, what is the wrong way to do it, and even if to do it at all. But it all is ultimately, we just have to rely on the health officials, you know, to make the call, because it is a very fragile situation. You're not only dealing with, you know, a person's health, but their lives as well. I hope for the best, you know, too.
For sure on that, and really some challenging times, and we really appreciate what you're doing, bringing entertainment that we're in dire need of about right now, and really appreciate your time spent with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Where can listeners connect with you and get more information on Land Ahoy Films?
They can check out Land Ahoy Film, of course, at landahoyfilms.com. I've also launched an Instagram page, which is Land Ahoy Films. They can also find me on Instagram at @Anise_Macnogia. I also have a Twitter page, which I recently launched at Anise Macnogia. Also, my YouTube channel, I just launched it. That's Anise Macnogia as well. So, but my website has pretty much exclusive content in it, which I haven't posted anywhere else. That's LandAhoyFilms.com. It has a bio about me, about how I have, you know, the challenges that came through me in order to, you know, to be where I'm at, and it just talks a lot more in depth about my biography and my plans and what I see and what Land Ahoy stands for and stuff. So it's definitely a must read if anyone that's interested.
Again, listeners, that website is landahoyfilms.com. Anise, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
It certainly was our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Anise Macnogia, Hollywood newcomer and industry one to watch. Anise Macnogia is also a model. He's an actor, executive producer, and man standing at the helm of Land Ahoy Films. And for more information, simply visit landahoyfilms.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.